they burrow and they build. African termites and the sturdy vertical mounds they construct became the basis for a building project for a handful of engineering students from Brigham Young University, BYU, in Utah. Jonathan Wright was a member of that team.
What happened is Care for Life, a humanitarian aid organization based in Beta, Mozambique, actually came to BYU, and we're looking for a team of engineers who could help them develop a better building material. Because with the towns they were working with, most of the people just built their structures out of mud. And when the rainy season hit every year, these structures would collapse.
The catch was that they had to develop a building material for latrines, wells, and houses from resources readily available and free. Wright's team decided water-resistant bricks would be ideal. But because they were in a coastal village, there was more sand than clay. Then they had a breakthrough.
As we looked at all the pictures they sent us from Mozambique of structures, we noticed all these big termite mounds. Some of them are like 20 feet tall. They're just these huge mounds of dirt. And so as we saw them in these pictures, we're like, well, why aren't those mounds washing away when the rainy season hits? What's different about these mounds than the houses they're building?
Wright's team discovered that the termites would burrow down beneath the sand and bring up clay or silt particles, perfect for making bricks. The students took the soil with high clay content from around the termite mounds and fired them in a rudimentary kiln. The resulting adobe bricks were then used to redesign the latrines, the root of many sanitation problems.
The way it works, you actually have two pits, and you alternate every year between them. So the first thing, we keep them only a meter deep, so we keep it well above the water table, which does stop contamination. You also have to place them far enough away from wells so that as the waste filters through the sand enough, microorganisms will be there and actually break it down so it's clean by the time any liquid gets to the well water.
Wright said each latrine will service about 10 people or two or three families. Now it's up to Care for Life members to continue teaching other villages in Mozambique how termites can help build toilets. Julia Ritchie, VOA News.